Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Sellers. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Gibson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. Buckner moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground into right field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Buckner scores. Armas moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lions. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Grubb moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. There goes Simmons trying to get to home. Evans throws the ball in to Gettman, who tags Simmons, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Evans moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bill Scherer now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas is walked intentionally. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons, who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Evans moves to second. Tim Lawler now pitching. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Hoffman moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scherer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Armas is walked intentionally. Buckner moves to second. Chuck Carey now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Melvin takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melvin moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easler strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Trujillo now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman strikes out. Melvin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hoffman out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trujillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Steve Crawford now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Flynn now playing third base. Marty Castillo now catching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Romine pinch hits for Tony Armas. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gettman is hit by the pitch. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing left field. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Lemon scores. Herndon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Alejandro Sanchez pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.